Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The US Secretary of State has warned that Israel must take effective steps to ensure the protection of civilians in Gaza before it restarts its military operations. Antony Blinken, on a visit to the region, told reporters that the damage to hospitals, power stations and water supplies seen in the north of Gaza should not be repeated in the south.
In my meetings today with the Prime Minister and senior Israeli officials, I made clear that before Israel resumes major military operations, it must put in place humanitarian civilian protection plans that minimize further casualties of innocent Palestinians. That means taking more effective steps to protect the lives of civilians, including by clearly and precisely designating areas and places in southern and central Gaza where they can be safe and out of the line of fire.
The Israeli Prime Minister's office says six more Israeli hostages held in Gaza are now back in Israel. Two others were released by Hamas earlier on Thursday. Israel says it has released 30 more Palestinians in return. In a statement, the prison service said the Palestinians came from jails in Israel and the occupied West Bank. 3 decades after the idea was first broached, delegates at the UN Climate Summit in Dubai have agreed to start giving cash to the countries hardest hit by global warming. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the Loss and Damage Fund was essential to delivering climate justice to the most vulnerable. Our environment correspondent Matt McGrath says developing countries have long campaigned for it.
It's essentially a fund that will help them to cope with the impacts they're experiencing from climate change-related weather events right now. At the moment, a lot of developing countries do get climate finance, but it mainly goes to help them to transition away from using coal, oil and gas, to help them build wind tunnels or wind turbines and solar panels. It also helps them to build seawalls and other defences, so it helps them to mitigate and adapt to climate change. It doesn't help them with the impacts of climate change right now.
Brazil says it's sending military reinforcements to its northern border as tensions rise between its neighbours, Venezuela and Guyana, over a disputed oil-rich region. Venezuela is holding a referendum on Sunday as it seeks to affirm its claims to sovereignty over the Essequibo region, which makes up two-thirds of Guyana's territory. Warren Bull reports.
Brazil's defence minister, José Múcio, said his country was sending a further 60 soldiers to the border town of Pacaraima, almost doubling its deployment there. The Ministry of Defence said it wanted to avoid any transit of Venezuelan soldiers through Brazilian territory. Brazilian media reports say there are concerns the Venezuelan military could invade Essequibo following Sunday's referendum result.
A New York appeals court has reinstated a gag order that bars Donald Trump from criticising court officials in his civil fraud trial. The order was imposed in early October after he accused a clerk of political bias on social media. Live from London, you're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The Republican Congressman George Santos has again insisted he won't resign ahead of an expected third vote on Friday to expel him from the US House of Representatives. He's facing 23 federal charges, including wire fraud, money laundering and stealing from public funds. He was elected last year, but it soon emerged that he'd lied about almost everything on his seemingly dazzling CV. Mr. Santos claimed he was being bullied out of office. He addressed a news conference outside the Capitol building.
If the House wants to start different precedent and expel me, that is going to be the undoing of a lot of members of this body, because this will haunt them in the future, where mere allegations are sufficient to have members removed from office when duly elected by their people in their respective states and districts.
The president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, says he will seek the approval of Congress for his bid to stand in a second term next year, which his critics say is unconstitutional. Mr. Bukele has widespread support in El Salvador, largely due to his crackdown on criminal gangs. The government of Kosovo has extended a midnight deadline for the surrender of vehicle license plates issued by neighbouring Serbia. Earlier, Kosovan police requested 2 more weeks for ethnic Serbs in North Kosovo to switch to Kosovo-issued plates. The police said high demand for replacement plates was causing delays to the process. The government of Paraguay has fired a senior official after he signed a memorandum of cooperation with a country that does not exist. Arnaldo Chamorro was dismissed as chief of staff to the agricultural minister after meeting a group claiming to be officials from the United States of Kailasa. In an elaborate spoof, he signed a document in which he expressed the sincere desire of the Paraguayan government to establish diplomatic relations with the bogus country. And that's the latest BBC News.